Worship the Lord your God and serve only him. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. This powerful gospel reading this morning from Matthew is the telling of Jesus in the wilderness for 40 days and for 40 nights. Fasting, his human form famished and weak. And in this frail condition, the tempter, the devil, the evil one, Satan, confronts Jesus with three big temptations. Turn these stones to bread. I want to see a miracle. Throw yourself down. You'll be protected. Worship me. Jesus endures and is steadfast through this temptation and does not give in. Even in his severely weakened human form, his strength is in his fullness with God. Jesus answers each temptation by quoting scriptures, all of them from Deuteronomy. His knowledge of the word is as a strength to him. One does not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. Do not put the God to test and worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Jesus, in his last reply, adds a command. Away with you, Satan. Satan has nothing left. He tried his hardest, but Jesus remained obedient to God and true to his purpose. And the evil one had no power over him and left. Satan failed. Where the tempter did not fail was with man in the garden, in the form of the serpent. Man and woman were not in a weakened human state. They were not starving. They had all that they needed. God provided them with all they needed to live an abundant life. God told man that he could freely eat of every tree of the garden except that one. Yet they disobeyed when faced with temptation. Satan has no power over the Son of God, but he does over us frail humans. What we hear after Jesus leaves the wilderness and begins his earthly ministry is evil in the forms of demons possessing people. And Jesus confronts them and commands them out, healing the people. Satan has no power over Jesus. That is why we need to walk as closely as we can with him, to love him dearly, and to serve him. Then, our prayer is that evil will have no power over us. And yet we do sin. How Satan does have power over us and in our hearts and our minds is through those crafty temptations, those appeals to our weaknesses in our time of weakness, our desires to be more important than others, to have more than others. The story of Jesus in the wilderness is the reason we observe Lent. This is our 40 days and our 40 nights. We don't have to fast all the way through it. Jesus did that for us. But we do give up something of ourselves. We are not tempted as Jesus was tempted. Jesus endured that for us. But we do acknowledge our sins and repent, asking for God's forgiveness and mercy. This is our Lent. We as faithful Christians take this season seriously. It is our journey to the cross and to the renewal of life. And as I mentioned here on my Ash Wednesday sermon, at this time we take our prayer more seriously, we study the Word more intently, we give more earnestly, we sacrifice a little further. And when we feel the weight of all of this, we can reflect on and recall that Jesus endured in the wilderness because he was led by and he was full of the Holy Spirit. And when he, at the end, after commanding Satan to leave, weak and famished, angels appeared and waited on him. Jesus is that comfort and strength for us during this season, during Holy Week and Easter and always. In our reading today from Paul, his letter to the Romans, "For just by one man's disobedience, we were made sinners. So by one man's obedience, we are made righteous. This is the free gift of God's grace manifested for us through Jesus Christ. This is why we observe Lent. This is why we live by the Word, why we worship Him, why we serve Him. Jesus endured in the wilderness so that we would have righteousness. He suffered death that we may be freed from the death of sin. He overcame death so that we may have life eternal. This is our Lent, this is our journey, and this is our faith. Amen."